From North State Public Radio, I'm Sarah Bohannon with your headlines for Tuesday, June 4th. Hot weather returns to Northern California beginning today. Eric Kurth is with the National Weather Service in Sacramento. He says strong high pressure is building over California.
This is going to spread major heat risk across the lower elevations through Thursday, and that's going to bring some widespread triple-digit heat to the valley.
An excessive heat warning will go into effect later this morning.
And that's going to bring dangerous heat across the area, and we could see highs in the valley in the foothills from 95 to 108, and not seeing a lot of relief overnight with lows only dropping into the 60s to mid-70s. So now is the time to prepare for this dangerous heat event.
These high valley temperatures have led cities in the Sacramento area to open up public cooling centers. No such centers have been announced in Chico or Redding, which will reach similar temperatures. The Chico Enterprise Record reports that Safe Space will instead activate volunteers to conduct street outreach over the next few days. Elsewhere in Butte County, the paper reports the Oroville Rescue Mission will open as a cooling center from 10 in the morning to 7 in the evening. Looking at temperatures, today a high in Chico of 100, tomorrow 106, and on Thursday 105. In Redding, a high of 99 today, 106 tomorrow, as well as on Thursday. The excessive heat warning is set to end Thursday night at 8 o'clock. In other news, a Sacramento man convicted in a 2022 Greyhound bus shooting in Oroville that killed one person and severely injured three others was sentenced last week. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
23-year-old Asadi Coleman was convicted of murder in April. On Friday, he was sentenced to life in prison. Butte County District Attorney Mike Ramsey said Coleman might have received a lesser sentence. However, Butte County Superior Court Judge Corey Carraway found his previous convictions for violent crimes and gun use warranted the maximum sentence.
She also agreed with my chief deputy, Mark Murphy, in the notation that his mental health issue that he tried to use as an excuse actually made him more dangerous by virtue of his diagnosis.
Coleman, who is described as a gang member, was diagnosed with antisocial and narcissistic personality disorders, and Ramsey said he has shown no remorse for his crimes.
We were listening on his phone calls at jail, and rather than expressing remorse, he was talking with friends and family about how he was going to make a rap song in a rap career upon his shooting in that bus.
Karen Dalton, who was traveling on the bus with her two children, was killed during the shooting. The other three victims include Dalton's daughter, who was 11 at the time, as well as Rose Whitley, who was pregnant, and Bobby Farber, who was permanently paralyzed. Despite the nearly 75 years to life sentence under California's youth offender parole law, Coleman will be eligible for parole in 25 years. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
The Chico City Council will take up its annual budget at its meeting tonight. Members tentatively approved the $176 million budget at its last council meeting. But according to the Chico Enterprise Record, remaining questions about several items need to be resolved before its final approval. Those include additional funding for fire mitigation in Lindo Channel and for improvements at the Genesis Shelter. Those improvements would add paving, greenery, and a portable dining facility to the shelter site. The council will also add more funding for additional police officers and the Airport Guarantee Fund. That fund is intended to attract air carriers to the Chico Airport. A Chico parent is appealing a federal court decision that ruled students have a right to privacy about their gender identity. NSPR's Ava Norgrove has more.
A case arguing that parents have a right to know their child's gender identity failed in federal court last year. A Chico mother had brought the case against Chico Unified School District in July. This after alleging a counselor prompted her child into using male pronouns, after they told the counselor they, quote, felt like a boy. Now she's appealing the court's decision, according to reporting by nonprofit news outlet Chico Soul. She presented her arguments to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in May. She claimed the court's ruling infringes on parental rights. Chico Unified School District told the court it was following state law by protecting the students' privacy. The news outlet reports it's still unclear how the court will rule. For NSPR News, I'm Evanora Grove.
Moving to Shasta County, the county's Supreme Court released a report this week on the county's legal spending. According to reporting from the Reading Record Searchlight, the court found the county's budget for outside legal services jumped by more than 70% in the last 4 years. It also found that the Board of Supervisors has spread misinformation about its legal spending. It recommended board members go through annual training to improve communication and transparency. The paper reports the court's findings do not attempt to determine if the amount spent by the county is appropriate or not. Instead, it's meant to correct information in the public record. And lastly, popular streaming service Hulu is taking on the Sherry Papini case this summer. In a recent press release, Hulu reports the series will be called Perfect Wife: The Mysterious Disappearance of Sherry Papini. It will delve into the story of Papini. She claimed to have been kidnapped while jogging near her home in Reading in 2016. She was found 22 days later on Thanksgiving, bound in chains near Interstate 5 in Woodland. Investigators found she had faked the kidnapping, and she was sent to prison for lying to the FBI and defrauding the federal government. The three-part series will feature new interviews with Papini's friends and family. It premieres on June 20th. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, June 4th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Sarah Bohannon.